The upcoming retreat is, if I recall correctly, Desire, Dharma, and Deliverance. Is that accurate? Okay, and it has to be in that order, you see, because what is desire? It is spiritual capital, okay? The whole capitalist system became initiated and hegemonic in the world because people had replaced dharma with desire as the organizing principle of society. And then the desires naturally got out of control, which have created the situation that we're now in, because desires tend to entropically fall to ever lower levels of brutish vulgarity and demand and tyrannical possessiveness and pornographic power over the other, and all kinds of subconscious fantasies that are tied in to the desire that is subject to the accretion of various sanskaras through different lifetimes until it becomes a very heavy thing. And one's spiritual purification tends to release the lower three chakras, but there are still other intermediary sanskaras that are, even though they are investments at a soul level, they still are based on a desire to, even if it's a sattvic desire, to serve. But if it is serving in duality, you're actually still doing a disservice to the ascension into the real, which is non-dual. So, it's just advice to anyone who is suffering from any sort of physical or emotional symptoms of suffering, then getting to the root of the attachments that are responsible for the manifestation of that symbol will force you to face unbearable pain. Because the whole reason why it had been sunken into the obscurity of unconsciousness is that one didn't want to feel that pain. And one prefers symptoms that one can deal with on a bodily level and think one can cure by changing one's diet or changing one's location or changing one's attachments and one's interactions or whatever it is that one believes will save one from the need to face the real truth. And it's the ego's unwillingness to face the truth. It's that cowardice that is what increases the karmic burdens and the malignancy of the symptoms that arise and that that become stuck aspects of one's ultimately of one's personality, because they are so deeply embedded in the ego structure, even if it's at a deeply subconscious layer of it. So having seen the whole archetype of this principle that applies to every possible kind of symptom, it became very clear then what we must do in terms of reaching deliverance is to translate desire back into that octave in which it's in accord with Dharma, which can only be the one desire for union with God, for liberation, for self-realization, for surrender to the beloved, you can put it into either a bhakti or a jnana context. It's irrelevant ultimately. It has consequences karmically, but both roads will lead to the goal if that is the authentic recalibration of desire. And then Dharma itself becomes the manifestation of what desire turns into, which is divine love. And the love then turns into union with the beloved. And that's Mahasukha. And so whatever happens to create an obstacle is there actually to accelerate the process of attaining liberation. But it requires a micro cleaning of every micro attachment, you could say, to anything in the world. Because the basis of liberation is the recognition that the world is unreal. If there is still any part of you that believes you really exist in a real world, then you have fallen into the worst delusion. And that delusion itself is what creates the symptoms. So the retreat is about turning, purifying the desires into that one desire that will lead to Dharma, and Dharma not as a set of rules, but Dharma as a kind of enneagram, as a kind of microcosm of wisdom that has the power to decode and then release whatever remains that is that becomes clearly logically invalid and self-sabotaging, and through that process of release, that could have the symptom could have been caused originally by love itself, but a love that has become an obsolete, either a nostalgia or some kind of a longing for that which is not true to the real. I hope that's helpful, but this is the retreat that is coming is going to go very deeply into the nature of desire and the source from which it comes, which is ultimately the will of God. But it's the will of God embodied in the symbolic representation of an archetype that then got degraded through various lifetimes of misperception and loss of refinement of intelligence to the point that one's behavior is no longer noble, pure, filled with the power of the supreme light, and no longer free internally because it's anchored to whatever attachments are still present in the soul and in the sanskaric substrata of the soul.